I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, 16th of September. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose.
Let's go for Fox Marble next.
Yes, Fox Marble is a small microcap company. Of course, this comes with higher risk than the FTSE 100 companies that we've been talking about. But on the other hand, it has got quite an enviable resource. It has what is potentially the world's most significant high-grade resource of dimensional stone. And in that respect, it's marble. They did raise about 5 million gross earlier this year, back in July, I think it was, in order to secure two more high-grade civic mines. They're the mines which produce, or quarries, I should say, rather than mines, quarries that produce a pure white marble, and is probably the most expensive marble you can actually buy for normal usage. The kind of thing that a Beijing headquarters would buy half an acre of and quite happily pay $800 to $900 per square meter for it. So it's an extraordinary resource. In fact, I should put it into scale. The if we just take the four existing producing quarries of Fox Marble, they have an in situ value of about 16.5 billions of euro. It's a giant number for a company that has a capitalization of about 35, 36 million. Now,
is there ever going to be a convergence between those two values?
Oh, I think so, yes. The point being that Fox Marble is categorized like a mineral exploration company. The truth is it's not. It's a buildings material company. It basically has a resource, it digs it out of the ground, it makes it into slabs of 3 to 5 centimeters thickness and vends it on to the finishers. The margin that they will be able to take on this and the extent of their resources, absolutely enormous.
So something good for the long term, I mean, just...
Without a doubt, unless you think that the fashion is going to turn away from marble. I don't think that's going to happen. The marble market is growing at about 8% per annum right now, and it is a remarkable $15 billion US dollars of value annually. And it's not a spot market. It can never be, because there's so much value added to marble along every part of the process, including, of course, its original grading. And this is where Fox Marble comes out very strongly.
That's fascinating. Well, I think it's been going for 2,000 years plus, so probably gone a little bit longer.
I reckon.